I next met with Dr. Amir Fathi from Harvard Medical School and Massachusetts General Hospital in Boston, and to begin, he provided some perspective on where we are today in clinical research developments in the treatment of acute myeloid leukemia.
I think the timing of this interview actually in relation to AML is quite timely, mainly because for the last four decades, there has not been significant improvement in terms of our treatment of this disease, not much change. Since the mid-1970s, the approach to acute myeloid leukemia in the relatively robust patient has been intensive chemotherapy followed by consolidation, which could be either bone marrow transplant or additional chemotherapy. And in older patients, the treatment has been even more challenging. In the last decade and a half, hypomethylating agents in the form of azacitidine and decitabine have become available and are increasingly used. But the rate of remission that you achieve with those more gentle treatments are much more modest than you get with traditional chemotherapies. So there has been an intense need for improvements, and I think that in the last 5 years at least, there has been a marked increase in the development of targeted therapies in acute myeloid leukemia, at least their investigation. And very recently, midostaurin was approved for use in the upfront setting in patients who have FLT3 mutant acute myeloid leukemia. This is a subset of patients, younger patients with a FLT3 mutation. Midostaurin is combined with upfront traditional chemotherapy, as well as with subsequent consolidation chemotherapy in those folks that don't go on to transplant. And in the clinical trial that led to the approval, it provided a survival advantage, which is something that is rare, has been rare in our field. In addition to that, there are a series of targeted drugs and modalities of treatment that are under study that have the potential to be used in the future if they obviously provide what ultimately important and long-awaited outcomes that we are expecting them. Namely, these are IDH inhibitors. So in patients with acute myeloid leukemia that have either IDH1 mutations or IDH2 mutations, there are two drugs that are currently under clinical investigation. One's called enasidenib, the other one's called ivosidenib, IDH2 and IDH1 inhibitors respectively, that have shown significant promise in clinical trials, and we're awaiting additional results from ongoing studies to determine whether they have promise. In addition to that, we also have a BCL2 inhibitor, venetoclax, as well as the antibody drug conjugate, vadastuximab tallarine. Both are in combination with traditional gentle treatments, hypomethylating therapies, in patients who are not eligible for aggressive chemotherapies. Those two might ultimately prove increasingly promising and might be available for patients down the road.